Good evening, everybody. You have no idea how many times I had to practice saying good evening rather than good morning with all of you. But allow me to be one of the first to welcome you and say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thank you. And, you know, if this is one of your first times here at Rosewood, or you just saw the sign, or somebody brought you here, whatever it is, and you're looking for a church that you want to call home, please feel free to join us Sunday at 9:30 for service. We'd love to have you. And, you know, tonight we are not in the sanctuary, obviously. And we are set up like this, not so that you can see me easier, but actually so that you can see one another easier, because tonight is about sharing together, sharing the things that we're thankful, and you all are going to get an opportunity, if you want, to share what you're thankful for tonight. You're going to get the microphone, if you'd like, and be able to share those things. And so in Scripture, there's no shortage of texts and parables and stories and lessons about Thanksgiving. And so choosing one was somewhat difficult, but only because of how many options there were. But I'm going to read one. This is from Luke 17, starting at verse 11. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was the Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except for this foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." I wonder if God were able to show you all of your prayers for the last year, for 2018, and he could categorize them in a couple ways. In one column, he could list all the time and the prayers that you spent asking for things, asking for help, asking for whatever it might be. And then in the other column, he could list all of the ways and times that you have come back with thanksgiving. How would those two columns appear? Now, some of you, being far better than I, would have much more equal columns. I, on the one hand, wonder if this story was written for me, because I kind of feel like with 9 not returning, I find myself with about 9 or 10 times more prayers asking for stuff than actually being thankful for the things that I already have and that I've been given. And it's so interesting for the one leper who returns and is thankful for the healing. It's almost like Jesus had something left for him, something in store for him when he comes and he's thankful and he brings his praise back to the God who healed him in the first place. Jesus had more for him, more to give. And that's, I think, something that's so interesting about Thanksgiving and something that we get to do tonight. Like the leper who came back, the healed leper, came back and gave public thanksgiving to Jesus, we get to do that too tonight. And so as we share, really tonight is one long prayer, because our sharing may not end with the word amen, but they certainly are prayers, where we get to be thankful to God for the ways that he has been present in our life and in any variety of ways. And so tonight, like I said, you are going to get a microphone if you'd like, and Lindsay is going to be helping as well. And what we're going to do is basically open it up. And so if you would like to share, you just let us know. And someone will be the brave first one to just put their hand up, let us know. Lindsay or I will bring the microphone over to you so that you can share. Now, I'm told in services like this in the past that you all will share until Thanksgiving Day. So just being mindful of how many people are here, you know, we want this to be meaningful, but just keep in mind there are lots of people here. And we're going to do this until, we're going to be done with the service tonight by 7:30. And so, but we still want to, we really want to carve out the majority of our time tonight to share these things. And so before we all get to pray together, why don't I pray for you? So Jesus, thank you for your gift, the gift of a Savior. Who knows us, who loves us, who wants a relationship with us. Jesus, everything stems off of that, you. And so, God, we're thankful for you tonight. And like the leper who returned, God, we as a church have in some ways physically, symbolically returned as well. Returned to give you thanks. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Who wants to go first? Excellent. And then as Lindsay runs over and gives the microphone to Jack, if there's someone else who wants to go, I'm going to keep an eye open and I'll bring the microphone to you, and then we're just going to go back and forth like this. So, all right, go ahead. Thanks.
I didn't want to be one of those 9 lepers that didn't go back, so couldn't handle the guilt. You know, every morning I get up, and in the last half a year, I've been listening to WJQ. I don't know how many of you listen to that station, but it's a great station. But their slogan is, it's the best day ever. And so every morning I get up, it's the best day ever. I had a cancer diagnosis first week of January last year that already started to spread. But you know what? I'm doing fine. It's the best day ever. Thank you, Jesus.
Just so you know, this morning 7 families came and picked up hand-to-hand food this morning. You guys have been so supportive of that program, and it is really important to the families that come. In fact, the first family that came in this morning, the woman kind of apologized to me out the window, and she said, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to get out of the car. Can my husband help you unload?" And I said, "Sure, no problem." So I walked around to the front, and I gave her the eggs, and I said, "You know what? It's okay. That's fine." She's like, "Good, because I'm in labor." So thank you for all of your donations and the time. So it was a good way to start the day.
Hi, my name's Catherine. Larry and I have so much to be thankful for this past year. We've had one answered prayer after another. My daughter-in-law in Virginia was very sick when she was pregnant, and the Lord gave us a very healthy baby girl, and she actually came through labor very well. Her health is good. And we also have another grandbaby boy that's here in Jenison, and of course Grayson in Virginia also. And there's so many things to be thankful for, but one thing, I know a lot of you have prayed for our son in the service. As I think a lot of you know that he's been training with Marines. He's a Navy, and he's been training with the Marines to be Alpha Company on the ground and to be deployed in July. Well, praise the Lord, our answered prayers. His commander decided that there was a better spot for him, and they took him off the ground, and he is now, I don't know if he's on the ship or where he's going to be. He will be deployed to Dubai for 8 months in July, but he is no longer ground forces. So we have so much to be thankful for, and praying for the guy that took his place, I don't like that, but, I mean, we're very, so many answered prayers on so many multiple things that, you know, I'd be here all night if I shared them, but very, very thankful year.
About a year and a half ago or something, I raised my hand and said, "Sure, I'll do that," not knowing what I was doing. I said, "Hey, I got time." Anyway, I just wanted to say the kitchen is about, we got one final inspection Monday, and it's open and raring to go. And I just wanted to say thanks for all the people that helped. We've got a lot of good people here, and they just helped. Whenever I'd ask for help, They sure. And they say, yeah, there's more. And I just want to say thank you very much to all your help and for everybody that's supporting the kitchen. And we'll get there, and we'll have some meals, hopefully. I don't see Marcia here tonight, but we'll get going. So thank you.
And Copper, thank you very much for your work on the kitchen. Thank you, bud. Austin. Austin, it's a joy seeing you. I love your vitality. I love your excitement. I love your love for the Lord. You've been a long prayed for person. Loved our previous pastors. Glad they're doing well. But we're delighted to see you here. And from what I see, a good, smooth transition. So praise God for that. May he continue to bless you in your work here with us.
I don't know how to handle compliments, especially publicly. But I'm also, I'll just take it. I'm very thankful to be here. I really am. I love you guys. And the first 2 months, even just 6 weeks, has been great. So thank you all. I'm thankful for you.
I have to follow my husband because I usually do follow my husband, you know. But I want to thank the teachers, the Sunday school teachers here, because I think they're unsung heroes. And so often they don't get thanked. And they are faithful week after week, not just the teachers for the kids, but also the adult teachers. I just really appreciate them and appreciate your support. And, you know, give them a thanks every once in a while, because the teachers here are wonderful and they give so much. And I just think, and they're all volunteers, so that's pretty cool. Thank you to those teachers.
I'm Sandy Schramm, Roland Schramm. My husband was, hello. My husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's last November. So we were forced to sell our home and move up here to Jenison. And we have looked for a church, and we finally found Rosewood. We walked in, and it was like we're home. We're home. I've had heart surgery in September. Roland's had brain surgery a week and a half ago. We have received from all of you people in this church over 40 cards wishing us well. We walk into the church and we're greeted by people that show their love and their caring to us and coming from down around St. Joe area. I know. And a church for 20 years. This church is awesome. And I want you to learn all of our names, Pastor. Okay? Next week. But thank you, each and every one. You have touched our hearts, and we couldn't be happier. God has led us to Rosewood. Thank you.
I think this might be the first opportunity of an open mic after Barb's dad has passed away. So I'm sure he wouldn't have let this slide, but it's not on. Is it on? Okay. Yeah, anyway, I just want to thank our Rosewood family for, you know, helping out in the last year with Barb's dad. And this church meant the world to them, too. Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Well, in these last few years for me have, in many ways, been years of transition. Been recently graduated from college with really no idea as to where I'm supposed to go, but I'm just thankful that God has answered some prayers, given me some job opportunities, and I still have no idea where I'm going to be, but I know that God's plan is perfect for me, and I know that whatever it is, it's going to be great, even if it takes forever for me to realize it.
Thank you, Ryan. All right, this is something I usually don't do, but I have to thank the whole congregation for all the love they've given to my wife and me with her health issues. I've had my own health issues, and one thing we have learned is that God's in total control, and I am very thankful for that and all the love we have gotten.
I just want to thank Max for every Sunday making coffee and tea. Every Sunday.
Pastor Howard, I'll stand so you can all see. This for us personally, this last year, our biggest prayer concern was John. He was struggling to raise support, and I think struggling to sense what God was saying to him and the frustration of getting to the place he needed to be. And we weren't too sure what God had in mind for him. But he's in Africa and celebrating Thanksgiving there and actually headed out to the UK this weekend. To meet some friends there, and he's really feeling like he's home. Now, when we hear that, we get a little like, well, no, this is home. But for him, he sensed that God had called him to be in Africa working as a missionary there with Campus Crusade, and now that he's there, it's just such a blessing to see him fulfill a dream and follow a call that God's given him. Since I don't see a lot of other hands, one other thing. Thanks for this space. This space, this is the first time we've used it for a worship service, but it's already been used for a number of visitations, and I know, you know, it may not seem to you like the greatest use of this space, but for the families that have gathered here before memorial services, this has been really wonderful. So if you've not been on the receiving end of that blessing, having this space to gather and to see photos on the televisions that they have put together has just been wonderful, and I think it's a great gift for us as a congregation to be able to use this space in a variety of ways, and I'm glad we had the chance to use it for worship.
I too want to thank the congregation for when through my back surgery and the lengthy stay at home, and this guy, he's not only a great coffee man, he is a great caregiver, and he's telling me to sit down. No, but I really appreciate all the cards, and it seemed like every day Max would say, somebody coming today, I said, no, it's going to be a quiet day, and there somebody would come to visit, so this congregation is just amazing. Thank you.
I want to thank Michelle Longstreet. Her service to all the children in the orphanage for many years, and tonight we have her here, and she's a blessing. I'll have her tell you what she does.
I don't like speaking in front of people, but can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. I'm a missionary in Clima, Mexico, in a children's orphanage for the last 21 years. And I'd like to say thank you to everybody here who has supported me for all those years. And it's a real blessing. And it's been a blessing to be part of the ministry and the orphanage.
I see that.
I'm also not a talk on the mic person, so I'm going to stay in the back.
I actually have two things I'd like to be thankful for. One is Lindsay. She is such a blessing to us on the praise team. She spends so much time, hours, insight, thoughtfulness into the music that she picks, and her organization has just made being a part of the praise team a joy again. So thank you. And then I'm also very thankful for all the nagging slash encouragement that Pastor Jim has always given us to be in the Bible. I actually made that leap in January to read through it in a year. I had a great devotional. Not always enjoyable, sometimes a little challenging in the morning to make yourself do it. But I have to say, now that I'm getting close to the end, I'm sad. Just the insights that I've gained, learning more about God and his plan and who he is, has made sermons more meaningful, Bible studies more meaningful, and even the music that we do, the words just are so much deeper because you know where they're coming from. So if you haven't done it, I highly encourage it. So.
You know, Lori, if you're sad that you're getting to the end, you can start over.
Well, I guess there's a lull, so I'll jump in and say thank you to Lori. And I, believe it or not, I don't actually like talking in front of groups. Singing is just fine, as long as there's words that someone else has written for me. But I wanted to say thank you to the congregation on behalf of me and Steve and the kids who are all home with a cold, and they didn't want to share that with you and all of your extended families on for Thanksgiving. So they're home. But we've been here almost a year and a half now, and it was kind of a tough transition for us, moving churches with young kids and coming in and just trying to figure out what life was going to look like now that mommy's working and dealing with Lily being born in the middle of all of that process. And we've just been so incredibly grateful for the support that we have here at Rosewood, not just for me working here, but for us as a family. We've never felt like it's just a paycheck here. We feel like it's a family here, and we've been so grateful for that, for everyone that I work with in music and for all the kids. Juliet has friends here. She's two, and she couldn't come to church this week because she was sick, and that was the end of the world. So I am so grateful that that is the way that she feels about being here, and that's the way that we all feel about being here. So thank you so much.
Yes, some of the things I'm thankful for have already been stated. Music is a big part of my life. I love Christian music. I listen to it all the time. And this church, I think, is truly blessed to have the worship team, Lori playing the piano, Lindsay, and just a lot of talented people. I also I'm so thankful for my family, my wife, Linda. We watch a lot of Hallmark movies. And there was one a while back, I remember that there was a phrase that just resonated with me. It was about this man who had a ring that was given to him by his grandmother, and he said he was supposed to give it to the woman who made him a better man. And Linda makes me a better man. I thank you for that.
Okay, I'll try to get through this with no tears. I want to say thank you to the group of ladies that every third Monday welcomes me to lunch, even though I'm the youngest. And they always give me a hard time because I have to go back to work and they get to go play. But I can't tell you, it was really hard for me the first couple times I went after Patrick passed away. But now it's a Monday that I look forward to every month because there's just such a blessing to me.
last chance. All right. I'm going to pray. If the worship band wants to come up, we'll have one more song. So, Jesus, we're here as, again, as the one leper who returned, who, God, we have felt your touch. We felt your presence. And Jesus, we're thankful for what you have already given us. Certainly we have many needs that we can bring up, and you want us to bring those to you. But for now, in this special place, we are especially just thankful. Because God, even if you gave us nothing else, if no other good things came our way, God, we would still be thankful. Because through faith, we know what it means to love and know our Savior. And God, that's a gift that we could never earn. It's a gift we could never recreate. And Jesus, we are so thankful for that gift. God, as we sing and eventually as we leave here, Jesus, we are leaving with thankful hearts for what you've done. In your name we pray. Amen. Why don't you stand and
lift our voices, praise God.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him.